I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
JD, welcome in. What do you make of this from the Wall Street Journal?
Well, it also could be that Krasner's greenhorn assistant DAs missed the case, missed its importance for their cause. It could be that. I mean, they had an exodus of DAs. I think, the prosecutor in this case, substitute anyway, Ashley Martin, had been one of the people who left Krasner's office. She had been in the Philadelphia District Attorney's office.
Uh-huh.
And they had a whole bunch of young people, or if you recall reading the Inquirer's accounts, the complaints were that these newbies really didn't know their way around a courtroom. And so maybe they missed it. But the other scenario is that we reported, back in September, is just as reasonable, I think. So there you go.
Well, my sense of Krasner, and look, know the enemy, the adversary. I think Krasner is as smug and arrogant as anybody I've ever seen all these years of doing it, JD. I don't know about you. And Krasner would not just bump it up to the feds or hand it off, even with this Ashley Martin there. Krasner would go at it first, then they'd take another bite of it, I guess, with the feds if they had to.
Yeah, I mean, who knows, Dom? And you're right, he is smug and arrogant, and, you know, he's not on the side. Doesn't appear to be on the side of law-abiding people, but, it does seem like a case that he would love to sink his teeth into because it's a pro-lifer. So, and I just assume that D.A. Krasner is pro-choice, so,
Oh, yeah. Well, and also, to your point, maybe it never reached the level of Krasner to make a decision, both their greenhorns, plus it shows they're dismissing murders and everything else. Why in the world, then, would they pick up on a case, even though it's an abortion clinic, that involved just a mere assault, J.D.? It shows, once again, it shows what goes on over there.
But, Don, don't dismiss the fact that maybe one of those greenhorns looked at it and took it to a senior DA, and they said, this is nonsense. We got bigger fish to fry. It could be that, too. It was a shove. It was two guys, who let their tempers get the best of them. And maybe that's what they saw, and the workload is too heavy to – they didn't see the political implications of it, is what I'm saying. They were actually evaluating things on terms of what kinds of crimes we're going to prosecute in the city of Philadelphia, and maybe this wasn't one of them. So there you got three scenarios, but who knows? You'd have to ask the DA on that.
JD, now, celebrating the victory, you were there during all this, all good, but this is going on around the country, and not everybody's going to raise over $500,000, whatever it is, like Mark Houck, because of the notoriety of this case. This is persecution. It's obvious they're doing it in the wake of Dobbs. I think on my end, Jim Jordan's going to be on Friday. He's opened an investigation on this a little while ago, and they can put pressure on there. But it's the bishops. And we had an instance yesterday where Biden said the bishops are not against federal dollars for abortion at a White House back and forth with a reporter for the Catholic Channel. If they think Houck is not a case they should stand with him on, particularly with the FBI going to the House. What's your sense of the politics of that?
Well, the Catholic Church in the U.S. receives about $500 million from the federal government to run charitable organizations. Now, those charitable organizations always have some overhead, Dom. That would be the people that they hire, their employees. For the bishops to speak truth to power, in this case, the feds, on this case, the Hauck case, it might cost them some money. They'd have to work. They'd have to, hit up the elderly congregations in increasingly empty churches for more money to make up for the rest of it. And I just don't think their accountants and their lawyers are going to advise on that. So they remain silent, and they shouldn't. There were priests, by the way, in the courtroom, but they were there on their own. There were ministers. There was at least one a Presbyterian minister who was there, pro-life guy. So the Catholic Church was represented, but not officially. I don't think Archbishop Perez had anybody there on his behalf that I know of.
What's the biggest takeaway now when this came down yesterday, JD, since we last talked? You've had some time to think about it, write about it. What's the biggest takeaway from all this?
Well, I would say juror number two. You were talking about that
yes.
a few minutes ago, and you said he wasn't participating in deliberations. I hadn't heard that, but what I had heard was that on Friday afternoon, he got into an elevator. He was a middle-aged guy, beard, kind of balding, and a flannel shirt. He got into an elevator, and there were two people talking about the trial and something the judge had said out of view of the jury about Sanjay Patel's take on the FACE Act, which is that a pro-lifer could say something 7 years ago to an escort. And if that escort didn't report it, that statement until 7 years later, under the FACE Act, Sanjay Patel told Judge Papert that you could bring a federal case 7 years later under the FACE Act against that.
Yeah.
And the judge was very suspicious of that or skeptical of it. And that was the conversation in the elevator. And this juror, and I think it was juror two, said, could you please not talk about the trial? And somebody said, are you a juror? And he said, yes, I'm a juror. Now, yesterday morning, the first thing, they were supposed to start deliberations at, I think, 9:30, and nothing was getting underway. And we saw him come out first. I know in Bucks County, in these kinds of cases that get a lot of media attention, the staff will ask the jury every morning, did you read the papers? Did you see anything on the news? Did you overhear a conversation? In that case, juror two was obligated to say, yes, I did. I was in an elevator, and something the judge said out of our view, I now know. And then it's up to the judge and the lawyers to decide whether that guy can continue. So he was dismissed, and within an hour he got our verdict. So was he the holdout? That generally among the reporters was the consensus that he was probably the guy holding out and holding up everybody, because they came back, they say an hour, it's probably 55 minutes. So it was pretty quick.
Well, at least he's an honest guy. Maybe he was looking to get out of it because he realized, he was going to be the only one holding this up. And JD, taking him an hour, it seems to me, look, you can't go back there and 5 minutes later say innocent. You got to at least, talk a little bit.
I mean, listen, the reason it only took an hour was because Sanjay Patel's case was extremely weak. And I think maybe, and I'm just reading the tea leaves here, Planned Parenthood had a hand in that weakness. Pete Green of the Thomas More Society from Chicago, who came in to defend Mark Hauck, told me yesterday that the email correspondence between Dale Steinberg, Planned Parenthood, a Southeastern PA CEO and president, and her security guy, Faiz Malik, back in 2021, after this shoving match happened at 12th and Locust, was that, Bruce Love, the escort has been a problem. And Dale Steinberg says, I don't think he should be in the rotation at any of our clinics anymore. He's just repeatedly violated the non-engagement act that all escorts are bound by in the manual that's written. And that was brought up in court. And Pete Green told me that Dale did not send them that email until the night before the trial, that Bruce Love had been dismissed as an escort. So, and he did not do very well on the stand either. There was a lot of eye rolling, sighing, heads mm-hmm. and hands by the jurors as he was being asked questions by the defense. And a lot of questions were just simple yes and no, and he would fumfer and not. There were reluctant answers, and so he didn't do very well, and it was very frustrating. He took twice as long on the stand as he probably should have. And look, again, it comes down to two guys who let their temper get the best of them, but it's a big win for the pro-life. They now, pro-life side of things, they now know the government has shown its hands, and the top guy who wrote the manual to apply the FACE Act in these cases, Sanjay Patel, had a cigar explode in his face.
Here's my take, though. See, I like what you're saying. I hope you're right. This guy, Sanjay Patel, is going to double and triple down now, though, because of this.
Well, he has to. He has to save face, so to speak, and wipe all that cigar smut off his face because he's going. He has to get a win, and I understand there's between 5 and 8 other cases that he and another the DOJ trial lawyer from D.C. are scouring the country for. So, but pro-lifers are now, on alert, I guess, as to what they can and can't do. Do not engage with the escorts mm-hmm. when they greet you with F you, as allegedly Bruce Love would do to these guys. That was what some of the protesters were telling me yesterday. And just, calling them, foul and vulgar names. So, yeah, don't answer greet that with silence. And there you go. As far as, Dom, I just want to say, before I go, the most annoying jingle, you were talking about that?
Yes.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
There you
that
go.
Commercial,
that
I
was
turned off. It just plays in my head the rest of the day.
Hey, JD.
That comes on the radio.
So good to have the best there. When do we see your work in the Bucks County Courier Times and related papers again?
I'm kind of – since our layoffs at Gannett at the Courier and the Intel and the Burlington County Times, we're down to about 6 reporters. So I'm now kind of a hybrid columnist / reporter,
okay.
Which was why I was sent down to the courthouse. So could be any time. I'm working on a longer piece trying to explain what happened in the Hout case, probably for next week. But you'll see me in there anytime they send me out on some what they call to-the-point story, 500 words. So
gotcha.
I'm in there still kicking.
All right, JD, good to hear it. Thank you. Thanks very much.
All right, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.